preferred in a man that she might have as future husband? Money, intelligence, or appearance? Without hesitation, she quickly replied, appearance, and the sooner the better. And I think that's just about where all of us are. We all want the appearance of our good, and the sooner the better. Whether it is a perfect mate, or whether it's a loving relationship in our life, or whether it's those positive living conditions that we all desire, or those productive, successful occupations, financial security, health of body, peace of mind, whatever. Whatever it is that prospers us, we all want to have it appear in our lives, and the sooner the better. Well, the truth is that we have the power. That we have the power to manifest any type of positive good in our life that we may desire, in any form that we may desire it, and to manifest it soon, and the sooner the better. For all we have to do is look around us and see, first of all, that we do live in an abundant universe. I don't know how many of you have watched Carl Sagan in the series Cosmos on PBS, but Carl Sagan has been going through the cosmos in a journey, and he has been showing us just how abundant our universe really is. For he is saying there are billions and billions of stars. He has a special way of saying that. Billions, as if it sounds as if there's something really vast and enormous about it. And he also has showed us that there are infinite planets, an infinite number of planets in the universe, and galaxies beyond galaxies beyond galaxies. And if you watch that program for any length of time, you really get that idea that this is truly an abundant universe. But then you don't have to go out into the cosmos to look around at all the stars and the galaxies and the planets to know that it is an infinite universe. All you have to do is look at our world. For God created a world that was to bring forth everything in abundance. This, of course, is the harvest time of the year, and we are surrounded in our country by an abundance of the harvest. The harvest is coming in, and it has been abundant in spite of those conditions which occurred during the summer months when we had extreme heat and dryness. But we are abundantly reaping right here and right now in our world a harvest of good. The truth is that we are right now manifesting God's world of abundance through the power of our own mind. Through the power of our own mind. We have been given a God-like power. A God-like power, and it is within you, it is within me, it is within all people everywhere. And that God-like power is our ability to shape, to form our world according to the thoughts that we will hold in our mind. For as in the song that we heard this morning, where it spoke of the words that God planted a seed east in Eden, and within our minds put the keys to his kingdom, the keys to his kingdom, the keys to all of the goodness of God. Charles Fillmore said it this way, God has given his image the power to express all that he is. God has given his image the power to express all that he is. And who is God's image? Is it someone else, or is it you? Is it me? We are God's image, and we have been given the power to express all that God is. We have the power within us to do anything that we want to do. We have the power within us to accomplish anything that we want to accomplish. We have the power within us to get whatever it is that we may desire in life. But the challenge has been that we have taken our mind direction away from the within and have placed it in the without. And we have looked to the without as being the source of the power. We have been looking to the out as the source of the good that we are experiencing in our life. They're saying we're thinking that it comes to us, where the truth is that things don't come to us, they come through us, through this power within us. This is the true source of all the goodness that is ours to experience and to express. Now, as long as we look to the outer as the source of our good, it is very much like using a water wheel. You know, to supply the power, all of the water wheels in the world, if we put them all there together, they would just do so much good. And it's a very limited power. It only expresses the good in a very limited way. But if we tapped the unplumbed depths of power that exists within us, it would be like a dam of the magnitude of Boulder Dam. And that magnitude of Boulder Dam is this mighty, untapped potential for energy, which when flowing through the turbines can light many, many cities. Many, many cities, and provide energy for many, many activities in vast areas in our country. So we have that image. You'll get that image. The image of the difference between something that is operating on a very limited scale as opposed to something that can operate on a vast scale and bring to us anything that we may desire. You and I have the power to tap this resource of energy within us. For within us are deposits of what are called radiant energy. Radiant energy, radiant substance, mind essence. And this is what we have been using to shape and form our world. For this radiant substance within us exists in what is really God's world. God's world, quote, is not that which has been manifested out here. This is merely a manifestation of God's world. It is a manifestation of God's world, but it is not the allness, the truth of what is really God's world. For God's world is the kingdom of God that stands behind as the pure potential, as the radiant substance, as the mind essence, divine mind, out of which everything that is, everything that has come forth, has been manifested. Out of this pure potential. And it is what you and I have been using to shape and form our world, our whole life expression. And of course, it is expressing in the greater or the lesser degrees according to what? According to our appropriation and our use of this radiant mind essence. We are using this absolute power, which, and it is absolute for us, because it was given to us by the giver of all gifts, God. He gave his image the power to shape and form this radiant substance and provided for his image all the tools that we would need to bring this forth into manifestation. And of course, the primary tool through which it is brought forth into manifestation is through the law. Just as there is a law of gravity, which will say that if an apple is dropped from a tree, that it will fall to the ground. And just as there is the law of growth, which says that an acorn will always become an oak tree, so too is there a law of mind action, mind in action, which says that whatever thoughts we are holding in our mind are going to be producing after their kind in the outer, according to the shape, to the form that we give them. Now, I would think sometimes we wouldn't like that very much, because we think, oh my goodness, you mean that everything that's happening to me and through me and around me and about me is the result of my thinking, of the thoughts that I am holding in my mind? And we have to say yes to that, because the law is the law. And what is picturing out here is the result of the collective thought of not only me, but of you, and of all mankind. So according to our collective thought, our world has been shaped and formed. But because we have been given the power to work with the law, if we don't like it, then we have the power to change it. If we didn't have the power to change it, then we would be subject to the outer. And we have been given dominion by the Father to experience and express whatever we desire in our world. We have the power to work with this infinite radiant substance through our own mind to tap all of its possibilities and to bring it forth, and to bring it forth in whatever form we may desire. One of my favorite affirmations is that God is a mighty stream of substance, and I am its channel of expression. And I'd like for you to get that image of there being a mighty stream of radiant substance. Now, this radiant substance is not, quote, visible to the eye. We cannot taste it. We cannot smell it. We cannot even feel it until it is given shape and form by our minds. But it is given shape and form by our minds. It is transferred or transformed from the invisible to the visible through the power of our own minds. And you know, that's magnificent and that's marvelous. Because if we really realize how much power we do have, and if we would stop assigning our power to outer circumstances, to other people, to those things which are going on around us, and take dominion of that power, we could live like children of the Most High, like sons and daughters of the living God were intended to live, for we have that power. We cannot touch, we cannot feel, we cannot see this power until it is given shape and form through us. A poet caught this idea when he spoke of the wind, and he says, "Who has seen the wind? Neither you nor I. But when the trees bow their heads, the wind is passing by." So too, when we see the manifestation of this power, then we know that we have gathered it and transformed it from the invisible to the visible. And whatever will prosper us, whatever abundance that we may desire, will be brought through us, to us, from the within of us. We have the power to appropriate and to use the allness that God is through the power of our mind. And God has been saying to us, here it is. It's yours. Use it. This is my gift to you. This is your divine birthright. This is your inheritance. Good. But we're very much like the young man who went to his father's bedside. The father was about to make his transition. And he was a very wealthy old man, and he had accumulated a great deal of wealth. Now, in his time of transition, he had been put on a life support system, and the son came to him, and the father said, "Now, son, I want to share with you everything that I have accumulated for you to use, for you to have as your own." And so the son came close to the bed, and as the father began to speak, suddenly the father began to kind of drift away, and the son could hardly hear him. And the son got closer and closer to the father. He said, "What is it, Father? What is it you're trying to say to me?" And the father said, "Get your foot off of the oxygen tube." Get your foot off the oxygen tube. Is that what we've been doing? The father's been saying, "Here's all of the good that I have prepared for you. Here's all of the good that can be yours." But we got our foot on the oxygen tube. We got our foot on the supply line. Have you ever tried to water a garden and all of a sudden see that there's just a trickle of water coming out, and suddenly realize that there's a kink in the hose, or that you've got your foot on the hose, and that you're not really letting the flow go through the hose? Well, that's exactly what's happening in our lives. God is a mighty stream of substance, and we are the channel of its expression. But do we let it flow abundantly, or do we limit it? Do we limit it? Do we hold on and only let small amounts of this radiant substance come forth as if somebody's going to cut it off, as somebody's not going to give us any more? That's because we have taken our message from the outer and not the truth of being from the inner. So if we would change all of this, we must begin where things begin. And as Charles Fillmore put it, all reforms must begin with our cause, and the cause is mind. The cause is mind. And the cause of all of the conditions that we enjoy, those conditions that are abundant and that we are experiencing as radiant good, are caused by our mind. But so too are those limitations. Are those limitations also caused by our mind? And then what are our tools? What are the tools by which we use this mind power to bring forth the world which we should be enjoying? They are our thought word. Our thought word, in unity with this power, are the tools by which we bring forth our world. We have special names in unity that we say and attribute to this activity of the thought word. And of course, they are denials and affirmations. And no matter what it is we're doing in life, we are either denying something or we are affirming something. There is no other activity in the universe. And if we're denying something, we can use it as a no-saying power. We can use it as a dissolving, eliminating power. Or we can use it as putting our foot on the hose. We can use the denial as a form of denying our good. And the affirmative, which is a building, constructing process, can not only be used to affirm the truth of being, to bring forth that radiant energy as whatever it is we desire, or it can be used to construct a limited good, a limited expression of God's good. So we have the power to use our thought word to bring forth whatever we desire. Charles Fillmore in Atom Smashing Power says, "What we think we express in words, and our words bring about in our life and affairs whatever we put into them." And Isaiah the prophet caught it this way when he said, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but shall accomplish that which I please, and shall prosper me in the thing whereto I sent it." I think that both of these express the idea that the power of the Word is the vehicle of manifesting the potential of God's world, that we have the power to use it constructively to build a positive, fulfilling world, or destructively to bring about poverty and limitation in our world. And of course, the way we use the Word is up to us. A woman had heard that Jesus said, that if we have power, if you have faith, even as in a grain of mustard seed, that you can say to that mountain, "Get ye hence," and to the ocean, "And it will." And she had a hill behind her house that was blocking her view of the ocean. And she thought, "Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to practice what Jesus said. I'm going to speak to that hill and tell it to get hence into the ocean." So she stood on her back porch and she looked at the hill and she said, "Get ye hence into the ocean." And she said it three times with power. "Get ye hence into the ocean. Get ye hence into the ocean." And she went to bed. And the next morning she got up and she looked out her window and there was the hill. And she said, "See, I gave him a chance to do it, but all the time I knew he wouldn't." And isn't that the way we often do? Don't we often say, "Get ye hence into the ocean," or "I desire this thing," but we really don't believe. We really don't expect. I can remember many times when I've had to speak the Word in faith believing, and how it has worked, because this truth really works. My oldest daughter was getting ready to go to college. And at that particular time, we were filling out all of the forms, and she had received a scholarship from the University of California for tuition and fees. And we were figuring out how much money she would need to live on while she was there. And when we figured out all of the money that she needed, we were $500 short. And so she said, "Mama, where's it going to come from?" And I said, "Nothing to worry about. It will come." And she said, "But where, Mother? You're always saying things like that." And I said, "Don't they always come?" And she says, "Yes, but where is it going to come from?" I says, "Don't worry. It will come." And just before her baccalaureate, we received a telephone call. And the gentleman on the other end of the line identified himself as being from the University of California. And he said, "Did you receive the letter concerning a scholarship?" And I said, "Yes, we just got one. We were about to reply to it." And he said, "Do you know what it was?" And I said, "Well, it was Janelle's scholarship to the university." And he says, "That's what I thought you thought it was." He says, "What it is, it's an additional alumni scholarship to the university. And it's for $500. And it came. And it came. Another time I had to make a trip. And the trip was very necessary. But once again, it was a little short, and I didn't know exactly if I went, it was going to be either really tight, or I would probably be eating peanut butter and jelly all the way there and back. And so I began to speak the Word once again. And I said, "Father, now I have to make this trip. And I need the substance manifested right now to make the trip comfortably." And I released it, and sure enough, in the mail, in a couple of days, came a letter. And the letter was from my cousin. And my cousin said, "I was impressed to send you this gift." And it was a sizable check. And the check was more than adequate to make my trip very, very comfortable. This morning I have on what I call my prosperity coral. Because I love coral. And I'd always wanted some nice coral. But, coral gets to be a little bit expensive. And so I had been thinking, and I've been going by this one particular shop a number of times and saw the coral, and I thought, "Gee, that's really beautiful." Then one day, as I was going by the shop, they were having a sale. And all of the Indian jewelry was on sale, but I said, does that include the coral? And the woman said, oh, yes. And I says, and how much is it? And she gave me the price, and it was well within reach. So I got my prosperity coral, because I had been speaking the word in my own mind of desire, a desire for something, and it came about in the right and perfect way. We can manifest whatever it is we desire, for we have been given the power in our mind to bring forth God's good in abundant measure. For we all have the God-given ability to think and the power to shape and form thought. And according to whatever form we shape it, it becomes a living, active thing in our life. Jesus the Christ used his power of the word skillfully to multiply the loaves and fishes, to bring about healings, to manifest the things that were needed in his life experience. And he said, the words that I speak are spirit, and they are life. He learned to use the power skillfully, and we need to learn to use it skillfully also. The process by which we learn to use it skillfully is that we determine first the character of what it is that we want to manifest in our life. We have to determine what form we want to give to this radiant substance of the universe. And if there are appearances in our life that we really don't like, then we have to say, I must get behind the appearance. I must withdraw the power I have been giving it, because nobody else has been giving it power except us. That I must withdraw the power I have been giving it, and I must get behind the appearance to the reality of mind, spiritual mind, and to align our minds in the mind of God with the power source, and to image ourselves as part of a mighty stream of radiant substance. And then think about what it is that we desire and make it real, make it alive, make it come to pass in our mind, and then speak the word. Then speak the word with power. Speak the word with power and release that power which is within us to bring about the manifestation through the law. Align our minds, shape our thought, speak the word, and we shall accomplish that which we desire. We have the power to bring God's world of infinite good forth into manifestation. The scientist Kepler, who brought many, many things forth into manifestation, said this, O God, I think thy thoughts after thee. O God, I think thy thoughts after thee. And this is what we have the power to do. To think God thought forth into manifestation so that our world is expressing God's world of infinite good. Then when we do this, our world will be filled with all of the good that we desire. And now we're going to practice exactly that in a time of meditation. So I would invite you now to find a very comfortable position in your chair, to relax, and let the chair support you. It is a manifestation of infinite substance, designed specifically to hold you. So let yourself relax lovingly into the supporting activity of the chair. And then become aware of your breathing, the breathing in and the breathing out. And know that with every breath, you are breathing in the pure essence of being. Radiant, infinite substance. Omnipresent mind energy. Every breath, breathing in, omnipresent, radiant substance, breathing out, old concepts, old ideas, misconceptions, that have limited you, that have limited me. Feel this omnipresent, radiant substance flowing through your mind like cleansing waters. Let every thought of limitation now be dissolved. Call to mind any limitations in mind, in body, in your life experience. And as you see them, know that they are there because we have invested our living mind energy in them for whatever reason, and that's not important now. What is important is that we have the power. We have the power to withdraw the power we have invested in these misconceptions, these limited mind activities, these thought words which we have been speaking in the deep within of us, and we can let them go. So feel yourself now releasing old thoughts, old concepts, and see them dissolving as if into nothingness. See them flowing back into the reservoir of mind energy, where they are purified and transformed. Back into the radiant substance out of which they originally came. And then let your mind release any sense of limitation and become one with the infinite mind that is God. You have the power. You have the power to be at one with the source of all, the infinite mind of God in you. Individualized in you as the Christ mind. Source of your power to accomplish, to be, to do anything that you may desire. God is a mighty stream of radiant, infinite substance. You are its channel of expression. Feel that quickening mind, energy, and essence accessible to you, through you, from within you. And then begin the activity of shaping and forming that substance with your thought. What is it that you desire? Begin to sense, begin to feel, begin to know, begin to see, if you can, this radiant mind essence being shaped and formed in whatever form you may desire. If it is a loving relationship, then see that. If it is financial good, then hold that image in your mind. If it is a fulfilling, successful occupation, see yourself accomplishing that, involved in that activity. Whatever the desire of your heart, take time now to shape it, form it, and fill it with radiant mind energy in the silence. And then speak the word with power. Declare that this now is established in your mind, and that through the law, it must come forth. For the law is as in mind, so in manifestation, as in heaven, so in earth. We have used the power of our mind to establish the desired good, and it shall come forth according to God's perfect law. And as we gently and easily bring our time of meditation to a close, we know that that which we have established in our mind, clearly, that which we have spoken the word fully, shall come forth. This we do affirm in the name and through the power of the living, loving Spirit of the Christ, which we all experience and express. And to this we do say, Amen.